Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my exuberant co-host, Mr. J.
What's up, people? How's everybody doing tonight?
And we want to shout y'all out. Hit us up, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. But
we're live.
We know. Some of y'all shy, you don't want to call in. I get that. You can hit us up, smoothdrama, smoothdrama.com, because Mr. J wants what?
I want some pictures. I want some photos. Inbox. Inbox. I'm not even going to elaborate right now. I'm going to explain later, but, you know, come on now. Okay. We would like to know who's actually listening to us, so don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Go to our Facebook page. That's the Smooth Drama Show. And you can, you know, leave your comments, or actually, if you're already a member, come on, y'all members, you know, speak up. If you want to be a member, just like the page if you're able to, and then, you know, send a friend request, and we'll add you on later. Because we're a closed group, so, you know,
yeah.
If it's closed, there's got to be crazy going on in there. It's some crazy stuff going on in our page right now.
Okay. And that was the chat room also. While we're listening, you're listening live, you can jump into the chat room and give your questions, comments, concerns also. So any which way you want to look us up, Smooth Drama, we're there. Like you said, we got the Smooth Drama page on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever. You want to holler at us. If you want to come to Jersey and holler at Mr. J, in a Smooth Drama shirt, he would welcome that.
That would be most, oh, man. Yeah, that would be almost like Christmas in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? If you want to fly all the way to Jersey, what? In a Smooth Drama t-shirt?
So, fellas, let me know. I will send you a t-shirt. Mr. J will be waiting.
Oh, you got jokes. Huh? That was the setup. Okay, that was the setup. Let a brother show up at my house like, hey, man, I got my Smooth Drama t-shirt on. You'd be sending me bail money right now, man. You would be sending me bail money.
I am in tears, though, man. Ted Cruz dropped out. It's like,
what is this world coming to? I mean, for real.
It's over. No Ted Cruz?
This is like, it's kind of surreal because this election right here is, to me, if I lived in another country and I'm looking at what's going on, the first thing that's going through my mind is, how does a man who doesn't have any political experience, okay, first he's on reality, you know, not, I don't want to call it reality TV, but he, you know, he had his own show, you know, the show he had, and then, he's known for his real estate and all that. And way back in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, he made headlines with a lot of other things that he was doing in the New York area. My point is, how does he beat out all these, quote-unquote, legit politicians?
They're legit. Look, Donald Trump had the nerve to say what was on it. Look, people, no matter what, no matter how stupid.
No. I get that. But how do you get to a point where you make like a Ted Cruz or Jeb Bush? How do you get them to bow out?
No, first and foremost, have you ever tried listen to them cats?
Well, I know they ain't talking. You know, they ain't talking shit. I know they're all ignorant.
I miss Ben Carson. I mean, Ben Carson was so I won't say.
No, he's just an ass. I mean, he made himself look stupid.
Right. He said so many. It was like, man, I could listen to Ben Carson talk all day because he's gonna say something really, really stupid, and then boom, you said.
No, see, I'd be ready to shoot him on sight. Ben Carson, that is, yeah. He would have got shot on sight.
Nah, he's a brain surgeon. I mean, if something's wrong with you, you'd want him to do the surgery.
Yeah, but you don't want him to do nothing else after. It's like, okay, you bring him into the operating room, let him operate, and then as soon as he's done, take him back to wherever he is, you know, lock him up. Just, okay, Mr. Carson, we'll see you in a couple of hours.
Or as our flash chat companion said, dry toast. That's what these candidates were. They were dry toast. I mean, you listen to them when they're all saying the same thing, and they say it very boring. And Donald Trump comes along and said, you know what? If I'm in the White House, you can suck dick all day, and it'd be good. And it's like, they're like, yeah. I mean, because he said everything crazy. Like, I could shoot somebody, and it'd be all good. And it's like, yeah, don't shoot somebody. It's, you know.
Because you know the demographic of which that is actually voting for. Well, you know, that identifies with his thoughts. And,
but that's on the low. He probably got a lot of black support too. I mean,
he did. He had some black support up until when he started talking about getting rid of black folks. Then they're like, oh, wait a minute now. Hold it now. Wait a minute. See, that's the difference. When he wasn't talking about us, but he was just talking about getting rid of immigrants, mainly like Central and Southern South American, you know, folks, it was cool. The moment he mentioned blacks and, you know, and, you know, Arabs and stuff like that, then all of a sudden, you know, seriously.
I'm sorry. You know, I've always thought that's stupid talk because we know that without cheap labor, America cannot get by. But that's a whole nother argument. I never listen to that stuff because they just say that to the stupid people because the smart people know
and
that.
You know what? And it's the stupid, less educated Caucasians that are the ones that are buying into what he's saying. That's what's dangerous.
No, see, I have the privilege of working with educated people who are still stupid. And
them too, but yeah, I'm just saying the majority of the demographic is the, you know.
I agree with that part. So it's not that far off. But.
Well,
we're digressing. We're talking too much about Donald Trump.
We're giving him too much life. Yeah, let's switch this up a little.
Life of what?
Let's switch this up.
I won't talk about
347-826-7435. 347-826-7435. Give us a call. Go ahead.
Hey, the director for the American Family Association say it's been sending men into women's restrooms at Target stores in response to the company's transgender-friendly policy. Now, what my suggestion is why stop at Target? You know, I'm willing to volunteer our services to go into the women's bathroom in all the strip clubs, all the nightclubs. If you need that.
Is this also along the line where you were volunteering free breast exams last week?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, they're sending in Target. I don't necessarily want to go into the women's bathroom in Target because, you know, it'd be little girls in there.
Right.
I'll volunteer for the nightclubs.
I'll volunteer for corporate America, you know, because I hear, like, the women's bathrooms in some of these, like, you know, office buildings. Well, I know for a fact that they're really nice. They got lounges and everything. They look way better than the men's room. So I volunteer. I'll go in there.
Okay. Well, we're split the duty.
We should try to do a show from there.
Yeah. You know what? Anybody from the American Family Association listening, holla at us. We
will do the show live
from the women's bathroom. So any listeners out there, if you have a corporation who wants their friendly, we're not transgender, but we are willing to test the resolve of your corporation by doing the show from your bathroom, so long as you have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we need Wi-Fi, and we're going to need, you know, decent accommodations, and well, you know, it'll all be in our rider. You just read the rider, and, you know, it'll all be in there.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen out there, please, and ladies in particular, I mean, feel comfortable using the restroom. We won't go into the stall with you. We just would like to, you know, have a conversation with you when you come out.
It's sort of be like when you go to the club and there's always that guy, like in the men's room, there's always that guy that got all the, you know, all the smells of all the colognes and everything. But we'll just be in the ladies' room. Yeah. All
right.
You wash your hands, we'll be there to, you know, dry your hands for you, give you some hand lotion, whatever. And we'll just sit and have a conversation. That's it.
Yeah. I think we'd be all right.
I think we should do it, and I think that they should call us, and, you know, we should have a meeting on that, and they should send us somewhere, and, you know, we can help them out. We'll help them, they'll help us.
All right. I mean, but we talk about furthering the cause.
That's all.
We have a civic duty to society.
And I'm all for performing my civic duties, especially this one.
You know, that's why we there. We smooth drama is for the betterment of society.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree. So what else is going on?
Well, I don't know if you saw the Arizona student who, in his yearbook picture, he pulled
his dick. Oh, he did something. Yeah, something stupid. I didn't see it, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and he got arrested for it.
Okay, my question, I mean, before you go into detail, my question is this. I remember back, you know, many, many moons ago when I was in high school, you took your senior pictures and all that. They did most of that picture taking pretty much during your junior year. And then during the summer, you go get your senior pictures taken, and then by, like, next Easter or whatever, the yearbooks are ready, you know, for sale. My question is this. How did that picture get past everybody on the yearbook staff?
Exactly. The editor didn't see. I mean, obviously, no one was editing because you can't miss. I mean, obviously, somebody caught it after the fact. But if you're an editor, that's your job to go through everything.
Exactly. And then even if the students and, the teacher or whatever at the school missed it, why didn't the people at the publishing company, you know, when they actually published the book,
right,
how come they didn't catch it? Because, you know, they have to look at it, too, for approval and all
right.
that.
Exactly, and make sure all the pictures are lined up, ain't no lines, nothing.
Exactly.
Somebody had to see the penis, unless it was like one of the things where they saw it and was like, oh, that shit's funny.
Probably.
Right, I mean, it's funny, but the fact that he's facing 69 counts of misdemeanor indecent exposure and one count.
How did they come up with 59 counts? It's one picture.
Right. Oh, wait, and the one count of felony furnishing harmful items to minors. He's a minor himself. It's like, look, it's a dare in high school. They're like, this dude is a criminal. Like, he broke into some place and tried to rob, or he tried to rape somebody. Dude was like, I bet you won't put
it in. I think you got to throw that out of court. Because there's no way you can, you know, I mean, if he's got a halfway decent lawyer, come on now.
You're going to ruin it. This is just common sense. You're going to ruin a kid's life because he did a dare and shit worked. It's funny.
When I heard about it, I was like, no way. I mean, I know it's probably going to be on, you know, it's probably going to be all over Facebook tomorrow if it's not on there now, but I didn't get a chance to see the actual, you know, article. I just heard about it. But either way, I mean, my first thoughts were not about him, but, you know, like I said, come on now, you got a high school editorial staff, but you got teachers that are supervising this. Then you got the company that's going to publish the yearbook. Nobody saw this? Really? Okay.
Right. Right. That's the whole point. They was all smoking the crack when this was published. All the editors, and we're talking about the editor. There's an editor from the yearbook staff that has to be the actual paid staff. So one, that person should have got reprimanded. Two, like you said, the people who actually did the printing, who they don't give a damn because they're like, whatever.
But still, if anybody should, you know, be getting hit with some serious charges, I mean, the teacher is. I say the teacher, or, you know, teachers, if there's more than one, they should be responsible, because at the end of the day, they're culpable as well. And then if you could go after the publishing company, go after them too.
Yeah, I mean, but the publishing company is like, yeah, everything looks good. Okay.
All right, we're on this too long. Let's just keep it going. Let's keep it going.
You know, we gonna go on break. We just gonna get out of here.
I know you got some music. What you got?
I got Exhibit, man. I don't want nobody.
Oh, my man X.
Yeah,
the X. Okay.
Yeah, nobody sound like me on no album.
347-826-7435.
Just one single black man? I really don't feel that. You know, but if it's a group, I'm talking like from 8 or even 13, even younger than 13, yes, I will walk on the street.
Getting restless, me and my D-O-G-S's. Never pushing it, rather we sending a very clear message. Either you with me or against me, punk. Hit him up, provide housing for these strips and the shelves we dump. I'm making a bounce, other niggas fail to bump. So we take advantage of flicking irreversible damage. It's a longer way than anticipated, liquid and steam. Bomb my first, cause I feel it's better to give than receive. You better believe, Exhibit stays average, above the average. When niggas try to switch, turn bitch for the cabbage, but all that's irrelevant. It's like trying to turn a horse celibate. I dance with the devil for the hell of it. Burning down your lavish landscape on digital tape. Cause everything you rhyme about is actually fake. To make room for the legitimate, nasty, inconsiderate. Think you raking top dollar but really counterfeit. Niggas are null and void. I get swole like a keloid to overload the system. The rhymes for millenniums to shut down artists for beef that need closure. Battling top rank for bank and exposure. So open up your door to me, cause if it's closed, I'ma breaking in with some pantyhose over the mic, so you don't know who I sound like. Executing those who record and bite the sound sight is not permitted by the right. Look at stop both surprising these niggas like Benny Blanco. Remember me, man? You thought I was a fan till I threw you in the back of a van. Yo, these drop squad delegates, rhymes are delicate. I spit on the mic to get these MCs pussies wet. For those with plans to clone me, the original, it can't be done. I'm digital.
Who wanna come and see the hard rock? The non-stop grid block your whole block. When she's beat, not you need not get brave. My bullets never grade. They hit post up. Separating flesh from bone. So better get off on your own, bitch. Rolling broke shit, trying to own shit. I was molded after the best that the streets had to offer. The author on my own destiny. So I suggest you stop stressing me. You'll find out when I pull my nine out and blow your mind out. Play a deadly game with no fouls and no timeouts. Inhale large amounts of doja. Forever ready like a soldier. I'm locked, loaded, shoot from the shoulder. And burn down your lavish landscape on digital tape. Cause everything you rhyme about is actually fake. Make room for the legitimate, nasty, inconsiderate. Think you rank the top dollar but really counterfeit.
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and my exuberant co-host, Mr. J. That was a good. Nobody sound like me on no album.
I'm trying out new voices, so you know, let me know what you like. I'm trying out new voices here.
Trying out new voices. All
yeah,
right.
You know, because nobody sounds like me, so
on no album. No, thanks. Anyway, in the meantime, we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Thank you.
Hello. Who are you?
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Grace. Who are you?
How you doing, Grace? This is Mr. J. How are you?
I'm fine, Mr. J. How are you?
I'm good. I'm even better because you called in. So talk to me. What's up?
Well, I really wanted to call in because Tupac's mom passed away last night.
You beat us to the punch.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know what were you guys' favorite Tupac song. So, you know, you can still have your bonus. I'm just wondering.
My favorite.
All right.
I'm going to be really honest. I don't have a favorite, but Dear Mama.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Smooth?
Yeah, my Tupac song. Oh man, it comes off the second album. It's like I can't remember the name of the title, but the one where he says, "Can't find peace on the street till the brothers get a piece. Fuck the police." That was mine.
I could
listen to that one. All day.
What, Grace, if you don't mind me asking, where are you calling from and what is your favorite?
Well, I'm actually from New York, but now I live in Cali. And, Gangsta's Paradise is where I roam.
Okay. How long have you been in this place from New York?
Forever and a day, as we say.
I was a former resident of Cali as well, L.A. to be exact, but, you know. But anyway, we're talking about Tupac and his mother, Athena Shakur.
Gangsta's Paradise,
I want to thank you, Grace, for calling
in.
Looking forward to
Thank you, guys.
Grace, are you interested in sporting one of our Smooth Drama t-shirts?
Does it have to be a wet T-shirt or a dry T-shirt?
No. It's a T-shirt. if you've been listening, what we're trying to do is to get the listeners, you know, to get the T-shirts. And then once you get a T-shirt, all you got to do is post it on your on your Facebook page, you know, and let us know, let us know what you think. That's all.
Okay. I would like to have a T-shirt. Thank you for offering.
No problem. We'll get your information and we'll get one out to you soon.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Great
show.
Keep
listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Smooth. Hey, Smooth.
Yes,
we got a T-shirt. We got to send out a T-shirt, man.
All right. But first thing you got to do is you got to get on our dedication. That's the thing. I can't touch the dedication. That's all you.
Well, I'm you want me to I'm dedicating the show. Who should I'm dedicating it to everybody out there. Most importantly, this show goes out to those that we lost. We lost Tupac's mom, Athena. We also lost, for us nerdies out there, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, if you remember him from the 80s and the 90s. You know, he left us, I believe, if not today, yesterday. So I'm dedicating the show. I know it's a weird dedication, but I'm dedicated to both of them.
It's not a weird dedication at all. I mean, the Science Guy, he's a prolific dude. And, I mean, he had a lot to say in it. And who doesn't?
Well, we probably have some listeners that, you know, don't necessarily know who he is. Maybe they're, you know, I'll just say under, you know, for argument's sake, probably under 35 and don't know who he is. So, you know, who's Bill Nye? You know, he was more than just a science guy. He was a decent dude, stood for a lot, spoke out on a lot of different causes, you know, and Afeni Shakur, and, you know, who those who don't know is Tupac's mother, but a lot of people don't even realize that, you know, she was a Black Panther. She's part of the Panther Party.
Yeah, you know, which is, and so when you see what happens, I mean, being here at Ground Zero in the Bay Area for the Black Panthers and knowing the history and what happened, you know, folks talk about the bad things that happened to Black people and revolutionaries and whatnot, and why you would have a Huey P. Newton as a heroin addict in the streets. I mean, the destabilization and what they did to ensure that these strong brothers and sisters were destroyed, taken down to their very last compound, as KRS-One once famously said.
And they're still doing it to this day, and we don't even recognize it. Well, not we, but some of us don't even realize it. They're doing it more ways than one. That's all I'm going to say on it.
Well, I mean, now you want to talk about something. Larry Wilmore, you know,
I'm mixed on this. You know, I was just talking to a friend earlier tonight about this, and, you know, she asked me how I felt. I told her, I said, you know, it could be kind of like generational because, you know, I'm at that age where I'm one generation literally removed from, you know, having parents that grew up during the civil rights. You know, you and I both are at the tail end of, you know, we came out at the tail end of the civil rights movement.
Right.
My point is, for a Black man to say that to another Black man of his, you know, of his stature, I think that was a bit disrespectful. I understand in the context of comedy, and that's what everybody was there for, but I still believe that that was just done, that pushed the envelope a little bit too much. If you saw the video, and when the camera cuts to President Obama and his wife, you know, he smiles, but you know under that, behind that smile, you know, you can just imagine what he's saying or what he's thinking.
Well,
same thing,
see,
with
I've always been of the opinion that they know what's going to be said, and
well,
so
they have an idea, but they don't necessarily always get to see the material beforehand, because that's part of the surprise. You're not supposed to see all, you know, the material. You just know that they're going to clown you. That's part of it. You know, because they don't even see. The president doesn't even reveal what he's going to say about certain people. So that, you know, it's all in fairness. But I'm just looking at it, and I don't mean to over-talk you. I'm just looking at it from the standpoint, you know, he was funny, you know, Larry, you know, all the way up into those very last words. It's like, ooh, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Yeah.
You're a funny dude. I watched your show. You could have come out. He could have said it any other way.
Right.
Without even using that word, but
and,
I understand.
Just said, I want to say that you my, but you know, it's just not appropriate. 2000.
Right.
And it would have been awesome, but no, he had to go there. And
he went there, and then like you got a lot of people like, well, I don't see what the problem is. We ain't talking white folks. We talking Black folks.
Right.
And see, that's what bothers me the most, is that we've gotten so used to that word, like it's okay to say. And personally, me, no, I don't think it's ever okay to say. But sometimes I feel as though I'm in the minority when we have, not you and I, but when this discussion goes on.
Well, I mean, that's why we're talking about. I thought, like, come on, man, you can't do that.
Right.
Why would you do that? I mean, you're looking at your audience. I mean, because I understand that people use it. I don't hate. I don't discriminate. It's like whatever. I mean, but I'm Mr. F the N word for a reason.
Right.
And so I won't personally use it. It's not for me. If you want to use it, fine. But to go and press. I mean, it's just one of them things where you perpetuate that. That is cool.
Say it again.
You perpetuate demeaning Black folks and saying, I mean, tongue kissing your oppressor's words, saying, well, you know what? Just because y'all said it was mean, I'll just take the ER off of it, and I'll put the
and embrace it.
And it's so good, it's a term of endearment now. Okay.
No, it's not.
But see, y'all the first ones to jump when a white person says it. And I'm like, well, look.
Exactly. Like,
if it's so cool, then they should be able to say it. They should be able to call you that, and you're good with it. But if you ain't good with it there, it shouldn't be good anywhere. But that's just me.
We are of the same mind on that, because, you know, I don't understand the mentality. And I know we probably got people in the group, we probably got a few listeners out there who disagree. You know, hey, it's okay to disagree. Call us in and call us and let's talk about it. But my point is, I'm not going to take away from what that man said. He has the right to say what he has. You know, he has that freedom of speech. My point is, it was just the wrong time, the wrong environment to do it. That was just, you know, poor time. But then someone asked me today, would it have made a difference if it was the same, if it was a white comedian? And said, I said, a white comedian wouldn't have got up there. And I don't care how, you know, bold that comedian, you know, would have been. A white comedian wouldn't have done that.
Right.
And if it was a white president, you know, think of the backlash had it been a white president or even a Jewish president and a black, him or another black comedian would have got up there and said something, you know, really crazy.
Right, but I'm guessing that Larry David or Seinfeld
got up there
and said that, you know what, George Bush is my cracker.
Well, see, most people would have laughed because he used the word cracker, and they would have been like, that's not, you know, it's funny because, oh, he's funny. He's called George Bush a cracker. Imagine if Seinfeld or Larry Day would have got up there and said that to Obama. They wouldn't have. So why would we do it?
They don't do that to each other because it's cool, but we're the only people who think that it's cool to embrace our oppressors' bad words and make them good words.
There you go.
So
347-826-7435. You know, call us, join in. We want to hear your opinions.
And speaking of opinions, I mean, I don't know if anybody else watched the draft. Well, I didn't watch all of it, obviously, because it's too long and boring now.
It's 3 days, man. 3 days of just...
Right. You know. Like, look, I'm excited day one, and that's for the beginning.
Day one after the first 25 are picked, you know, and honestly, I don't know anybody after the first 10, but, you know, you want to see what other teams are going to do. You know, but after that first 20 or 25, it's like, okay. You know, I go online. Moving on. But one in particular, I know who you're getting around to. One dude in particular.
Jeremy Tunzel. Suffered. Because he had a picture of himself smoking in a gas mask. And they're like, Jeremy Tunzel, and they also, he got hacked, and this is the other thing that they didn't put out there. He got hacked, and there were text messages with him asking his coach for money to help pay his mother's bills. Now, is not uncommon, because we know that college players get paid money under the table, especially the good.
Right, I mean, like, you know, when it was on the radio over here, you know, yesterday, the general consensus was he pretty much, you know, his account got hacked. But once you get beyond that, a lot of people weren't even, once they realized that, you know, his account was hacked, they weren't even really surprised about the pictures. I think, well, at least, you know, the talk over here is that a lot of people are like, well, you know, obviously, it's somebody within his camp, you know, somebody that's really got it out for, you know, got it in for him, and then come to find out that it's a possibility it might be his stepfather who he's had an ongoing, you know, feud with. My right. point is, my whole thing is, okay, yeah, he went from the top, like, one or two pick down to number 13, but still in the first round. It's going to hurt him a little bit, but you know what? When you show, you know, when you show up to practice or, you know, the combines or whatever, that's when you put, you know, that's when you show what you can do. You'll get passes. He was interviewed not even 25 minutes after all, you know, when it all got put out there, and he was behind the scenes first with, you know, his manager, well, the people from the Dolphins camp, you know, like everybody in that circle. And they told him, they said, hey, look, you can either head this off and, you know, confront right now, or you can just not say anything and let it die out, or you wait a few days and then, you know, make a statement. He went out there and made a statement, you know, right
yeah.
there.
Right, it's done. Yeah, I smoked it, and we done. Yeah, your governor, Chris Christie, or should we call him Krispy Kreme?
Oh, yeah, he's talking about, yeah, drag him off the jail. Man.
I'm like, that's a dude who looked like he's just a donut waiting to happen. He's like,
yeah, heart attack waiting to happen.
Right. Well, he's one donut away from dying. I mean, he's
and beyond. I mean, because you bring up Christy right quick, I, between him and Trump, I despise Christy more than I despise Trump. Well, no, because, I mean, with Trump, you know, it's just a circus act, you know. Even though he means what he says, the reality is, you know, come on now. You know, you can't really take him too serious. You know, but with Christie, who has government experience, and Christie has aspirations, okay, he can't be the president, but now he's looking to be United States Attorney General.
Okay.
So that's why he's buddy-buddy, you know, kissing up to Trump, because he knows that Trump can make that happen.
I mean, look, it's just more donuts to him. I mean, if he's attorney general, that just means that wherever he's attorney general, wherever that is, you better get to the donut shop earlier.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts going to be on call 24/7. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you out of donuts? How you out of donuts? Well, you know. He don't live too far from here. He has his people, mate. They get 5 dozen every day.
Said 5 dozen. So what else we got? I mean, my boy, he'll be okay. You know, he's all right in the draft. He'll get the money. He'll still get the money.
I actually, you know, we hadn't done something. The drug
What's
of
that?
The our drug of the week. Our Devo.
All right, well, let's do it.
Opdivo is a medicine that's supposed to treat your melanoma, lung cancer, or kidney cancer by working with your immune system. Opdivo can cause your immune system to attack the normal organs and tissues in many of your body and can affect the way that you work. Side effects to this is symptoms of pneumonitis, worsening cough, chest pain, and shortness of breath. You may have some intestinal problems like colitis that can lead to tear of the holes in your intestines because, you know, nothing like a little acid flowing into you all throughout your body. You know, you might get a little diarrhea, bowel movement.
So did the FDA and the FTC, or the FDA, did they approve it?
Oh, of course. I had liver problems, the hepatitis, yellowing of your skin or the whites of your eyes, severe nausea or vomiting, pain in the right side of your stomach, drowsiness, dark urine, bleeding, and more bruising.
But yet, it will cure whatever it is that it was meant to cure.
It may treat your melanoma or lung cancer.
Ah, may. So that's not a guarantee.
Yeah, we're in the month. Hey, and you know what? I almost forgot. I'm tripping. May is National Masturbation Month.
I like the transition, although it's kind of awkward, but okay. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know what it is. That's right, it is.
Is not good for you. So...
Well, I don't want to talk about that no more. I want to talk more about the other. You know, maybe masturbation or some ladies. Are you handling yourself? Do you need help? Because if you do, my man Smooth here, he has degrees in this.
I have degrees.
Oh, you have a few degrees. I saw them. I know. Don't be modest now.
That's okay.
You
know, I'm being modest.
Don't be modest. But
right.
You know, in the real, I mean, this is the month, and you know they always say that, you know, by doing this at least once or twice a day, it relieves a lot of stress. You know, it changes your whole chemical balance. You know, you're able to think clear. You're more relaxed. Your blood flows better. You know, so, ladies, and I'm not even talking about the gentlemen because I already know dudes have been doing this. Please, we don't need a month. You know, we don't need 1 month for this. We do it every day. Some of y'all do it more than one. But ladies,
so what? How are we sponsoring National Masturbation Month?
You know, it's my civic duty.
Your sacred duty.
It's my civic duty.
Civic duty.
Civic, yeah. This falls in, you know, under the title civic duty. So I'm more than willing to help any and all that need help.
And how you know? Would you help them, kind sir?
Say that again?
How would you help them, kind sir?
I have two hands.
Two hands.
And for those that I can't reach, and you know, I can't get to in person, I can always, you know, I have an 800 number, and we can talk about it on the phone.
And you can hit him up on Skype. I mean, he's just so versatile. Talk about my degrees.
I'm
now,
just saying.
We talking about the versatility of Mr. J. The versatility of Mr. J. If you need
this
help,
show has. Totally went off the cliff right now.
Here, we're on the cliff. We're talking about your civic duty. Mr. J wants to help you during National Masturbation Month. How so? He's like, he's willing to, if you need him personally, if you're in the area, hit him up. You can hit him up on our Smooth Drama page.
Drop me an inbox message, you know.
Yeah, you can hit us up on Smooth Drama, smoothdrama.com. Like, Mr. J, we request your assistance in National Masturbation Month. We need some new ideas, some fresh ideas to keep track and buy. I'm just saying.
And if I'm not available, Smooth is always available.
with my many degrees in masturbation.
What?
We could actually
take this with us on tour if we get the AFA to, you know, to agree to, you know, sponsor our show at one of the bathrooms. We could kill two birds with one stone. Boom.
Masturbation in the bathroom.
There you go.
Just ending work production as we know it all over the United States. Like,
there you go.
Going to the bathroom. Room. I'll be back. It's like,
yeah, those lines are lighting up right now. 347-826-7435. Damn, it got quiet. Okay.
Probably not.
Yeah, we've lost it already. We're losing it.
Yeah, you know what?
Let's straighten this out and get back on track. All right.
I think we need to go on a break, man.
Yeah, let's do that. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to have some more information for you.
Yeah. This is De La Soul, Rock Cocaine Show. Maybe it's not. I thought it was.
Uh-oh.
We grab gems, so systematically inclined. The pen lines without saying the producer's name. I'm over the track. Yeah, I said it. What you need to do is get back to reading credit. Read a medic alphabetically. Stuck on that English. Now, before that store shop, four rock, four people. From the top, you're a three villain. Been on in the game as long as we
planning. Turn the corner spinning, bust that ass and get up. Dust off the mask, crew up a laugh, give him a head up. He got jumped, he pumped his adrenaline. He said it made him tougher than a bump of raw medicine. To write all night long, the hourglass is still slow. Flow from hellborn to full power like Milko. But still old bills, pay dues forever. Play news when it comes to who's more cleverer. You wore leather goose shoes with the fur collar. And charge the fee for loose leaf, words for dollar, your hair collar. Raw the dude, we need food. Shoot your team for sure, the streets all seem rude. A fan like the Partridges, pardon him for the mix up. Battle for your Tory cartridges, I put your kicks up, it's a stick, I put your blicks up. He's really cold, cut his bowl like he now. Give him 20, the danger in his eyes, I'll let you know he's a brawler. Bring your tallest champs like that much taller. Call 10 pounds heavier. Step ahead of it. Vocab, stamina, style's all irrelevant. Camps and clicks, units, squad crews, and clans. Even the tongue to fuck around. Boom, drum, that bump. There goes that news guy again. Act like you knew, like two cans salmon them. These rappers like part of a complete breakfast. Their rhymes ain't worth the weight of their cheap necklace. String them up, bring them up on the whack, jump snack. Get that out your hand, pump, jump, and get your dunk smack. Foul, we all know the rules. Couple of nice guys who finished first. So nice try, but the prize dies the first. They say the good die young. You know I added some badass to my flavor to prolong my life over the drum. Everyone cools off for being hot. It's about if you can handle being cold or not. And we were told the hot, but no one takes my Prince Paul. Stayed original ever since, y'all. First to do a lot of things in the game, but the last is saying, don't even place it on a scale to win. And don't do it for the praise or the raise the bar. Yeah, this phrase anyway is so amazing. Oh, the three L.I. brothers from the other way of thinking. Hey, your lady drinking, I think you need to control that. Oh, I have to hold the elements of airborne. I'm slow to that. Yo, let's cookie cut this shit and get the gingerbread, man. Sacrifice rights and push drugs to these battles. Puff ponies till I turn blue in the lips. Sipping broads like 7-Up. So refreshing. I think the poppy verses like first date. The first date, September 2-1-9.
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was De La Soul, Rock Cocaine Flow. Man,
you know they're coming out with a new album. It's dropping. Sometime later this spring or maybe summer. I just saw it the other day on online.
Yep,
for all you De La Soul fans out there, I'd be one of them. I will definitely be going to get it.
I got the email. I get the email. They send you an email once a month on their progress.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to point out before we go any further, for those of you who can't stand for the whole show or maybe for some reason you're having technical difficulties with it, you can always check us out on the rebroadcast by going to the link for the show, and they have our shows, listed from way back. You can just click on it anytime at your leisure to listen to the show if you're not able to listen to it right now. Just want y'all to know.
Yeah, because you can listen to a show from when I first start broadcasting a long time. I mean, I'm like OG with it now. It's like
that was back when you had an afro.
I had the afro.
The goatee and
I had
a lava lamp in the studio and everything, right?
I was doing the dance videos and all that. Don't look at my old videos.
Were you rocking cross colors or what?
me and my son, we had a night where we got a little crazy. It's like we was drunk without alcohol. It was really.
Is this on YouTube? Because I will find it.
It's actually in my on my Facebook videos. I can say it.
You better block me soon, because I will be posting it in the group tomorrow.
You go ahead. I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. I was getting my groove on. I was like, I was flexible. I was rolling my stomach and everything. My back wouldn't hurt or nothing.
Okay, see, yeah, that's you rolling your stomach. Okay, yeah. Let's. Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna act like I didn't hear that one, but it has been recorded, so we will be playing that back often. He's rolling his stomach, y'all. Rolling his stomach.
No, but see, my stomach, I still had a little grip, though.
No, I don't know. I don't, and I don't want to know. No. Anyway, what else is going on? We ain't got much time left. What else is going on?
Kentucky. You know, Kentucky, President James Ramsey and the state judge in Louisville, Kentucky, on Monday temporarily blocked the move by the city and local university to take down a longstanding monument to Confederate soldiers. And
white people holding on to that hate, that's all.
No, holding on to that L. Never has an L been celebrated like the L from the Civil War. Never. I mean,
that's the last time they can remember openly, you know, just effortlessly, you know, just doing the shit that they do.
I mean, but, yeah. This is funny, and I'm going to say, her name, Jefferson Circuit Judge Judith McDonald Berkman, issued the temporary injunction after the Sons of Confederate Veterans and others announced their intent to legally block the move by Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher and University of Louisville President Dr. James Ramsey. And you know, they're like, why do you want to take down the pictures of black people?
Wow. It's going to come down to this. It'll go through the courts. You know, they'll probably, you know, go to court over this and fight over it. And really, they'll try to hold off until after the election to make a decision, depending on which president is in office. If we got a Democrat in office, then, you know, more than likely they'll lose their right to do it. If they have a Republican, that shit is staying up. Plain and simple.
That's just a wake up call
for those of us who keep falling asleep. Let them know that look, racism ain't going nowhere, and it's alive and well. It just wears a different hood. That's all.
Well, I mean, you know, if you need a wake up call, then get off that heroin. Not enough. I mean, it's changed.
Well, we know that, but, you know, you got people out there who don't necessarily know. But you know what? I mean, before we go on to the next thing, I just wanted to say this. You know, looking into the group, I see, you know, we're growing, and we got, you know, new faces coming in every day. It'd be appreciative, you know, those that are in the group and those who want to be part of the group, make your presence known, you know, especially those of y'all in the group that just, you know, got added and really just go on and like or comment. Make your presence known. You know, give us some suggestions, what you want to hear on the show, what y'all want us to be doing, and what your thoughts are of, you know, the current show or past shows. You know, let us know. Because this only works if, you know, you guys out there, you know, talking to us.
Why don't you say you just want them to send you thong shot? Just say it, man.
What? Inbox me? Yeah, they can inbox me. Yeah.
Just say you just want thong shot.
I just want phone chat. Yeah, that's all. That's all I want.
You can just cut through all that other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you see right through me, so okay.
Yeah, it's all right, man. You know, the truth. The truth was.
Well, no, they said the truth will set us free, and some of us still, you know, they're still in chains. So I don't believe that the truth will set us all free, but.
Well, because they're still lying, because they're afraid of the truth. See, the truth is you're enslaved until you decide you're not gonna be. Mental slave. See, that's how that goes.
But some of us have been locked down so long we don't know which way is up. Some of us don't even some of us are so deep into the mental slavery they don't even realize that they're slaves.
Well, see,
how do you free somebody from being a slave mentally if they don't even know that they were a slave?
Well, hey, when Sophia Stewart wrote that book, The Third Eye, that people call The Matrix, that's what she was talking about, waking up from mental slavery, being deaf, dumb, and blind. I mean, you know, the machine's got you. The machine being the power structure. I mean, it's all quite apparent. I mean, case point, last subject of the day, as I talk about every show, and we're going to continue to talk about it, President Barack Obama is visiting Flint, right? So he's going to be in Flint tomorrow. So while he's there, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, the dude who presided over the poisoning of half of Michigan, has suggested that, in hopes that President Barack Obama will have a drink of the tap water that he has not had a drink of, the same tap water that he says, hey, you know what? I got some homies that's going to be bringing me tap water. I'm like, no, if you so real with it, you go to a house unsolicited, I'm going to drink your tap water. Don't have no homies bring you tap water from Michigan. No, you go there and you
You already know what the conversation is like that none of us are privileged to. You already know, I don't care, you know, some people may not believe me, but I'm pretty certain that the president has been on the phone with the governor and, you know, let him know in no uncertain terms how he really felt about what was going on and how it was being handled. That's a conversation we will never know about. But I'm pretty certain this man ain't no fool. You know, I'm coming into town and you're going to try to offer me the same dirty water you won't drink, but yet your residents in your city, you know, are dying or possibly going to die from this? Come on now.
Not possibly.
I mean, some of them probably, and some of them have.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, this is going to be ongoing, and it's never, you know, it's not going to be, the situation is not going to be resolved no time soon, and it's not just Flint. It's Baltimore, Maryland. It's North New Jersey. It's Camden, New Jersey. It's Trenton. It's New Orleans. It's Birmingham. It's a lot of cities, dog. It's Boston.
Oh, I know that because they talked about some bad water in San Francisco up this way. So
yeah.
It's possible. See now.
It's all over.
Now this dude last month he said he went and drank from a Flint resident's tap last month, but I'm going to guess that it was some filtered water.
That particular resident probably wasn't in the area where all the other shit, you know, where that was affected.
Exactly.
Flint, we all know that, okie doke.
Yeah, she dismissed it as a publicity stunt. She said, look here, don't drink that water. If you're pregnant, nursing, or under the age of 6, to keep drinking your bottled water. So there's one politician there who is telling the truth as opposed to Rick Snyder, who...
that whole situation is not going to get fixed, you know, or corrected no time soon. And I don't blame the residents that are there. That, you know, a class action suit ain't going to change anything because by the time they settle that, it'll be years. It'll be, 10, 15 years before that'll get settled. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of those folks in that area can't even afford to move. They can't even afford to leave the area.
Right.
They're prisoners. You know, environmental prisoners.
Right. And on that note, from my main man, Mr. J., I'm Mr. F the N word, and you know this is another smooth drama episode where, as always,
don't forget to send them pictures in. Check out the smooth drama, you know, Facebook page, inbox, you know, let us know. Tune in, join in.
Yes, we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.